This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
After 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas announced a ceasefire late Thursday, ending a war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip. At the White House, President Joe Biden.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy.
The ceasefire came about after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accepted an Egyptian proposal. Hamas quickly said it would honor the deal. In his remarks, Biden was hopeful that the page can be turned on a new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
At least 230 Palestinians and 12 people in Israel died in the rocket attacks and airstrikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reacted to the news by saying there needs to be an independent Palestinian state.
Underscore the United Nations' deep commitment to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with our international and regional partners, including through the Middle East Quartet, to return to the path of meaningful negotiations to end the occupation and allow for the realization of a two-state solution on the basis of the 67 lines, UN resolutions, international law, and mutual agreements.
And Palestinians have rallied by the thousands after the ceasefire took effect. The 11-day conflict left more than 200 dead. The vast majority Palestinians have brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Gaza Strip. The rocket barrages fired by Gaza's militant Hamas rulers that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel was seen by many Palestinians as a bloody response or bold response to perceived Israeli abuses. This is VOA News. A distinct geographic pattern has emerged in the U.S. drive to vanquish the coronavirus. The highest vaccination rates are concentrated in the Northeast, while the lowest ones are mostly in the South. Experts say the gap reflects a multitude of factors, including political leanings, religious beliefs, and education and income levels. Close to 160 million Americans, 48% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 125 million are fully vaccinated against the virus. The Homeland Security Department plans to ramp up social media tracking as a way of fighting domestic violent extremism. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Officials say they want to better monitor and respond to storylines gaining traction on social media that could incite violence. They say analysts would be trained on how to distinguish a threat from an exercise of free speech. One official notes the mission is not to police thought, but rather to protect against violence. But civil rights advocates worry the move could undermine civil liberties, particularly in communities of color and among groups who've been the earlier focus of intensified surveillance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration will stop using immigration detention facilities in the U.S. states of Massachusetts and Georgia that are the subject of abuse allegations. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday announced that federal authorities will no longer use the jail facilities in Massachusetts and in Georgia. The Massachusetts facility has been accused of overcrowding and overall inhumane conditions. Detainees at the facility in Georgia reported being subjected to medical procedures against their will. Both were run under a contract for immigration and customs enforcement. The Georgia allegations are the subject of an investigation by DHS and the Justice Department. The IOC wraps up its final planning sessions this Friday with Tokyo Olympic organizers just 2 months before the Games are to open. Much of the focus has been persuading a skeptical public and medical community that the Games should go on. The core problem is that 60 to 80% of people in Japan, depending on how the question is asked in public polls, don't want the postponed Olympics to open in the middle of a pandemic, despite repeated assurances from organizers that the Games will be safe and secure. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. right. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And now Bounce Remix, Kubazi featuring Davido, is out. And right after that, let's do it together. The sound of the young Cameroonian Taviel. And this one is in Spanish and in English. Uh-huh. And then we go to the east end of Africa with Miriam Luchemus from Tanzania, who plays Starting Over. She's starting life all over again. That is what she's saying. But I'll leave that one to you to listen to the lyrics. But for now, Bounce and the remix by the young and talented Kubazi from Liberia featuring Nigerian superstar Davido. Let's rock the world.
Arriba, que tu bienestar es lo que importa. Mi amigo,
cantaré, cantaré,
mi vida es tu vida, si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré, mi vida es tu vida, si se puede, si
yeah,
se puede.
Yeah, yeah,
come on, let's
yeah,
do it
look,
together.
We got the forgotten, like lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds, yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, ay. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, ay. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantare. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré, mi vida es tu vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Permanecemos unidos, aun condicionalmente todos. Amamos esta tierra.
You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
So hard to try. Fear in my head every day. Life passing by.
starting over, Miriam Luluchemu's beautiful reggae music. Thank you very much, Miriam. And right before that, Taviel of Cameroon in Let's Do It Together and Bounce in the remix by Kobazi featuring Davido. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Let's look at some of our messages from our friends who are listening to us out there. And this one says, hi, David. It's Abubakar Kamal, known as Africano from South Sudan. And he says, I would like you to send my regards to all African Beat crew with you in the studio. And I love the songs that you play all the time on VOA. Big love from Abubakar Kamal, Africano from Sudan. Thank you very much. And another message says, hi, David. Hope today I will listen to my requested song. I am eagerly waiting to receive my package from VOA. Best wishes to all the listeners of African Beats. And thank you, David, for replying to me via email and Facebook Messenger. I like your show very much. It's excellent. And I want you to know that we have excellent reception here through our online streaming. And that is coming from Karuna Kantapal in West Bengal, India. This young man is listening to African Beat religiously from West Bengal in India. Well, Karuna Kantapal, yes, your song, Oja Awake, is going to be our next track that we're going to play. Oja Awake by Osibisa from Ghana. And right after that, Lost in Your Love, the sound of Rahim the Wizard from Sierra Leone, and Odo by Kitty of Ghana. But Oja Awake right now, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India.
Oja, Oja.
you far away. I try to pull closer. You my drug, my medicine. With you I wanna be. Your love is what I see. And girl, you make me feel like I'm brand new. It's just you and me. You and me. Your love is what I see.
Love is what I see.
Whoa. I know they play it for you, girl. I'm in love with you, and I go stay with you. I'm loyal to you, I no go play you one two. I let like go tete, y'all na be hot, now you love day day. He let them talk tete, y'all I swear now you love day day. Drink and get wasted with you. Them say I had a waste time with you. But you know, no say that you love, they give me strength. Now you love, they give me power. Now you love, they give me ginger. Anything you do, girl, I go be.
African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Bye.
Odo by Kitty of Ghana, and right before that, Lost in Your Love by Rahim the Wizard of Sierra Leone, and Oja Awake by Osibisa of Ghana, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my homeland.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. This is the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 straight from South Sudan. Yes, the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Thank you. Mer.
I love your show, Davey.
Dreaming, dreaming.
the sound of Bibi Manga from Cameroon, and right before that, Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and Love That Stays by Bosca Banks of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take some messages now from our friends on Facebook. And this one says, I am Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. from Liberia. Each time I listen to African Beat on the Voice of America, David, my spirit in me feels like I am moving across or around Africa. Well, you are surely indeed moving, because I'm taking you around the continent, all right? Thank you very much, Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. of Liberia. And another email says, Hi, David, I love your African Beat show. Can you please play a nice piece of music for me? I am Bringy from South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Bringy. Keep enjoying the show. More good music is going to come for you. And this one says, Hello, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Tade from Akure City. I love the African Beats. Can you just keep it up, David? Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We are so proud of you out here. Thank you so much, and much love to you. That is Tade from Akure City in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Tade. This is a wonderful moment. And now let's go back to music. And we take the remix of Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And right after that, Ambience Okunakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But first, Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Baby, Wanda, Gugu, Astamba, Adebisi.
Babo, 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 abosue, oyara, flavor, con la cream.
Yes.
Sakuna Cree by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia and Botombele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van De Heer in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van De.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love the show, David.
Angelina, do me a belefu. Now you don't belefu. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Now we're Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Ale Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. I'll be saying I love you.
with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.